Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's episode covers all the most crucial open source software developments, technology launches, legal changes and societal issues as of the 18th of September 2025. Let's kick things off with the latest and most important security updates for Linux distributions and open source software. Alma Linux has released a series of critical patches, focusing on vulnerabilities in GNU TLS, the MySQL version 8.4 package, and Python cryptography. These updates address a range of security flaws that could potentially give attackers access or disrupt system stability. Fedora users will notice several improvements too, as Fedora's security team has delivered updates to popular applications like Chromium, Firefox, and GitLeaks. All of these are aimed at closing recent security loopholes. Debian is demonstrating its ongoing dedication to long-term support by issuing new updates for Nextcloud Desktop. It's a crucial step for users who rely heavily on privacy and data integrity within their workflows. Red Hat also made headlines by providing advisories for fresh vulnerabilities in both Firefox and libxml2, urging users to apply the necessary fixes straight away. Ubuntu continues its rigorous approach, pushing updates that cover multiple kernel versions, as well as other core pieces of software. The urgency here cannot be overstated. If you haven't already, make sure to apply these updates immediately to protect your systems from possible exploits. With all this activity just in the past few days, it's a clear signal of how dynamic the open source ecosystem remains, especially around security. Moving beyond security, there's excitement in the air for those following new releases in the open source and technology world. The Universal Blue Project has unveiled Bluefin LTS, which is set to catch the eye of anyone keen on stable, image-based operating systems. Built on CentOS Stream 10 and EPEL, Bluefin LTS is shipping with Linux kernel 6.1.2.0, providing a backported GNOME desktop and flexible kernel module installation. This combination gives users the option to stick with a dependable system while still experimenting with newer features. On the hardware side, the buzz is all about the new Oppo Find X9 series, which has debuted to much fanfare and brings in a slew of impressive advancements. The standard X9 is equipped with a massive 7025mAh battery, while the Pro model packs in an even bigger 7500mAh unit. Both support rapid charging, with options for 80W wired and 50W wireless, so you're never left waiting long for a full charge. As for design, Oppo has upped the game again, drawing inspiration from high-end titanium finishes. The X9 measures just 7.99 millimeters thick and weighs 203 grams. Meanwhile, the Pro variant is fractionally thicker at 8.25 millimeters and tips the scales at 224 grams. Both phones sport a 6.59-inch flat LTPO OLED display, offering a 1.5K resolution and a super smooth 120Hz refresh rate. Not only are these devices built to impress on paper, but they're also likely to set new standards in terms of day-to-day user experience. If you follow browser development, you'll want to take notice of Vivaldi 7.6, which now offers a highly customizable tab bar. This latest upgrade lets users shape their browser ergonomics, making productivity and navigation feel far more streamlined and personal. Tails 7.0 is another important milestone, leveraging Linux kernel 6.1.2.43 to deliver faster start times and keep its promise of privacy for everyone using it. The developer community is also celebrating the arrival of Rust 1.90, which now uses the LLD linker by default for Linux x86-64 builds. The outcome for end users? Drastically improved build times and an even smoother experience tackling serious projects. Meanwhile, Python 3.14RC3 comes packed with updates, not least of which are new debugging capabilities geared towards both hobbyists and enterprise developers. Rounding out the release highlights, GNOME 49 has landed with significantly better Wayland support and a whole new default video player called Showtime. It's a welcome move for anyone who craves a modern, integrated experience on the Linux desktop. Beyond product launches, let's shift gears to examine the wider trends impacting the finance and tech worlds. Recent analysis of US credit markets has shown that Generation Z borrowers are facing a worrying slide in their average credit scores. This is occurring even though Gen Z tends to carry less debt than other age groups. Growing rates of delinquency and increased credit utilization are making it harder for young adults to establish healthy credit profiles in the long term. These financial trends may have ripple effects for lenders, rental markets, and even the broader economy, so it's definitely one to watch. Switching back to the open source world, there's been a wave of new initiatives supporting community collaboration and transparency. Slashdot, a long-standing tech news platform, has now made the leap to HTTPS. This helps secure user data in transit and brings Slashdot in line with modern web security expectations. In the AI space, Docker's Model Runner has graduated from beta and is now widely available, so people working with AI models locally will find it much easier to manage dependencies and deployment. Fedora Forge, launched later this month, is set to modernize how Fedora contributors collaborate on coding, documentation, and package delivery. OS News, a tech reporting site with a history stretching back decades, has gone fully ad-free and is relying purely on user support. The response has been strong, with the site already raising 67% of its €5,000 fundraising target. The move is designed to foster more honest and independent technology journalism. Elsewhere in the Debian community, Ian Jackson has shared the first month's results for the Beta Tag 2 upload service. Designed especially for the upcoming Debian 14 release, codenamed Forky, Tag 2 upload has already handled 7.5% of the project's total uploads, an early sign of success. If the trend continues, this could streamline releases and make developer workflows that much easier. Now let's talk about some truly remarkable milestones in AI and competitive computing. Google's Gemini AI 2.5 this month earned a gold medal at the prestigious ICPC World Finals, marking a notable first for a large-scale AI platform. This success spotlights how quickly AI is integrating into competitive and academic environments. The implications for education, research, and the future of problem-solving are pretty significant. If you've ever doubted the pace of AI's evolution, developments like these sure put those doubts to rest. While technology continues advancing, not everything in this arena is free from challenges, especially as we look at workplace safety and regulation in the face of climate change. New government regulations around the globe aim to better protect workers from hazardous heat, following growing concerns about the rise in extreme temperature events. According to a joint World Health Organization and World Meteorological Organization report, 2.4 billion people are currently exposed to extreme temperatures in their places of work. Tragically, around 19,000 heat-related deaths occur each year as a result, highlighting the urgent need for change. Japan is leading by example, with laws now in place that enforce fines for employers who fail to provide adequate cooling measures. As countries worldwide look to adopt stronger workplace protections, it's clear the link between government policy and health outcomes is more important than ever. In tandem with government responses to workplace safety, we're also witnessing legal developments that affect privacy rights and digital content moderation. On the content moderation front, some recent experiences have shone a harsh light on how platforms like Meta handle user policy and account restoration. Increasingly, users are pointing out that knowing someone internally at Meta seems to be more effective for account reactivation than regular appeals processes. This lack of transparency has produced a chilling effect, with many individuals fearing to discuss important health information online. For platforms with such broad reach, this only reinforces the need for open, equitable, and clearly documented policies about moderation and restoration. Until these platforms improve in this area, free access to information and expression is at risk for millions. At the same time, there's another pivotal legal decision, this time from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that has ramifications for privacy in the digital age. The court ruled that a person doesn't forfeit their rights to privacy over phone contents simply by abandoning the physical device. This sets an important precedent for digital privacy, reminding policymakers and law enforcement alike to think carefully about how rights carry forward into our online lives. As digital tools become more embedded into daily routines, privacy frameworks must evolve to meet new realities and threats. It's the kind of nuanced legal development that will be vital for protecting everyone as technology progresses. To wrap up, what have we learned from these recent weeks in open source, technology advancement, and wider societal trends? From security updates across the major Linux distributions to the launches of innovative projects like Bluefin LTS, Oppo Find X9, and GNOME 49, it's clear the open source and tech landscape is in no danger of slowing down. Community-driven initiatives and AI advances are pushing the boundaries of what's possible, while finance and legal changes give us plenty to think about as we plan for the future. Whether you're running the latest kernel, thinking about your next phone, or advocating for workplace and data rights, staying informed is absolutely key. Thanks for listening.